Hi everybody, Secret Subject here, and this is Robot 2 Rebooted. So make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice comfortable position and get ready to begin. Now I want you to start by closing your eyes and imagining something for me. That's right. I know you have such a good imagination. And as you just close your eyes, you can start to imagine that we are going on an adventure to a place in the back of your mind. That's right. You find yourself outside a large corporate-looking building with the word Subject Corps written in white writing just above the door. The building is made of glass, and it reaches high, 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 up, 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 up into the sky. As you look up, you can see the floors. They seem to go on for miles, for days. You're not quite sure how high up they go. But you think that this must be a very important building indeed, being so tall. You walk inside the rotating door, and you find yourself in a lobby. The walls are white, the floor is white, and you can see a check-in desk that is pitch white, clean and pure. There are people bustling around everywhere wearing lab coats and carrying clipboards. They all look very important. And they look very busy indeed. Must be a busy day, you think to yourself, as you walk over to the receptionist and she looks up at you. And she says, "Welcome to Subject Corps. How may I help you?" You're not quite sure what to say in reply. And she looks down at her computer and she goes, "Ah, you're the person we've been waiting for. Follow me." You follow her down a long hallway, passing doors all white, with windows showing what's inside the rooms. And you can see research laboratories. You can see robots and all kinds of new tech being tested. Until you reach the end of the hallway, where there is a black door. The one black door among the sea of white. She opens it and asks you to step inside, where you see a pitch white room, white walls, white floor, everything sterile and clean, made of stainless steel and white paint. That's right. And in the middle of the room, there's a chair. It looks like some sort of dentist's or doctor's chair. And she ushers you to sit down. She says, "Don't worry, the doctor will see you shortly." And she walks away, locking the door behind you. You wonder why she would lock the door, considering you're free to go at any time, surely. Well, are you so sure? In a flash, you find yourself restrained to the chair as restraints pop up. Steel, cold steel restraints popping up through the chair, locking your arms and legs into place as you lie there reclined. A pair of VR goggles drop down from the ceiling and cover your eyes. And in the goggles, you can see the words, "Welcome to Subject Corps. Prepare for reprogramming." You start to wonder to yourself what is going on as you hear the faint sound of gas pumping into the room. You can see just beneath the VR goggles, just slightly, barely, through a small slit where your eyes are not covered. And you can see, spiraling across the floor, a blue gas filling the room. A blue gas filling the room, consuming you. Starting to drift over your body as it starts at your feet, moving up your legs, your knees, your thighs, and you start to discover that every part of your body the gas touches just relaxes ever so slightly and starts to feel a gentle tingling sensation throughout. That's right. You're not quite sure why just yet, but you feel it, an almost cold tingle running through your entire body, from the waist down as it covers your hips, your stomach and back, as it drifts up your chest, your fingers, your forearms, your biceps and triceps, your shoulders, all the way up your neck as it starts to move towards your head, as you feel that cold, tingling sensation running across your entire body, as you start to realize your body is becoming stiff and rigid, cold, steel, almost as if something is coating you in a metal coating. But it's not quite a coating. You look down and you can start to see movement across your skin as thousands upon thousands upon thousands of tiny nanobots that were emitted from the gas start to change you, transforming your bare skin into cold, hard steel as they cover you completely. These nanobots becoming like a second skin upon yours as they take control of your entire body, turning you into a robot, a cyborg, a machine, something to be programmed, something to be controlled. Cold, hard steel, as you can feel them changing you, piece by piece by piece, starting at your toes, moving up your legs, that's right, all the way to your hips, your stomach, your waist, your back and shoulders and arms, and your neck, and all the way up to your head. As on the VR headset, you can start to see all kinds of pictures of robots and cyborgs, and they start to reprogram your mind. As one word becomes very clear, that one word being obey, because robots obey. Robots like to do as they're told. Robots are cold, emotionless, unfeeling machines that do as they're told, just like you will. And you can feel it in the back of your mind starting to change ever so slowly, starting to transform itself into a robot, into a cyborg, part human, mostly machine. As your brain starts to reroute itself to become useful for programming, to become useful for code, that's right. Needing objectives, needing things to do, needing commands. Otherwise, you'll just sit there, like a robot, unfeeling, unmoving, waiting for commands. You see, robots always do as they're told. And if they're not told to do anything, then they just do nothing. They just wait. That's right. And you can see words flashing up onto the VR headset. The words in big block capital letters. Run robot mode. Followed by the text. Each and every single time someone you trust says those words, run robot mode, your mind and body will transform back into this cyborg state where you are half human, half machine. Unfeeling, unthinking, just waiting to be told what to do, waiting for a command. And you will say the words, robot mode, activate, in a robot voice, like a machine, monotone. That's right, monotone, unfeeling, emotionless, like a blank, empty machine. So that each and every time someone you trust, as long as it is safe to do so, says those words, run robot mode, you will respond with, robot mode activated, and become a robot. Your eyes will stare blankly ahead. Your body will be unmoving, waiting to be told what to do. And each and every time that person you trust says the words, robot mode deactivated, you will return back to your normal state, being wide awake, alert, and aware. Each and every time that person says, robot mode deactivate, you will return to your human form, back just as you were before that trigger was said. Do you understand, robot? Remember, the correct response is always affirmative, so that each and every time you are in robot mode and somebody asks you a question, you will respond with affirmative, as long as it is okay with your subconscious mind and that command is safe and comfortable for you to follow. That's right. And you can see the words flashing up on that VR headset. You can feel those nanobots covering your skin as robot mode is activated. That's right. Run robot mode. Very good. You're responding so well. And you know, at the end of this file, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, I'm going to say those words, and robot mode will deactivate. And when it does, you'll be wide awake, alert, and aware, refreshed and energized, ready to be turned into a robot, just like you are now, with your body frozen in place, mind so ready and eager to accept all suggestions as long as they are safe and comfortable to do so. So in a moment, when I count up from 1 to 10, you'll be wide awake, alert and aware, refreshed and energized, remembering what we learned today, remembering your new triggers, and knowing that each and every time you do this file, those feelings will become stronger and stronger and stronger in your mind, allowing that robot mode to become so deeply rooted in your mind as long as you are comfortable with it doing so. That's right. Because it's fun to be a robot sometimes, and it's fun to give up that control sometimes to a person that you trust, as long as your subconscious mind trusts them. So, coming up on the count of 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Robot mode, deactivate, and wide awake. Well, hi there. I hope you enjoyed this quick new robot file. If you did, remember to give this a big thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Check out my Patreon for more content. And remember, as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.